B-Pod Studios.
Elger. I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
First time?
Uh-huh.
You? Six.
And there's a little clip that got Brady all hot and bothered, or really the reaction to that clip that got him all hot and bothered in the locker room over the weekend. And it's hour number three, Felger and Maz. We got you covered until 5:30. And Patriots pregame with Beadle and Gasper. They'll take over as Patriots-Jets are on the air tonight. Also at 5:30, the off-air show returns. Me and Matt McCarthy, if you want to check out our show on Facebook Live, presented by Ace Ticket. That's at 5:30 today because we're off the air at 5:30. But anyway, Brady got indignant in the locker room on Saturday when people, to me, naturally made the connection between Brady walking out of an Asian day spa at a seedy strip mall with this look on his mug like he just got serviced, which is exactly, I mean, you can't see it obviously there, but he comes out of the top happy Asian day spa in a seedy strip mall, walks out the door with this look on his face like, feel like a million bucks. And Paul Rudd is going in, and that's, you hear the little exchange there, first time, yep, you, no, my sixth. And the illusion, people immediately make the connection between Robert Kraft being arrested for going to an illicit day spa, Asian day spa in Florida, and Brady is asked about it at his locker on Saturday, and he gets indignant. He was showing much indignation, Maz. That's the word I've been looking for.
Yeah, usually used in tandem with the word righteous. Righteous indignation. Yeah,
righteous indignation. And so we all have thoughts on it. You just want to reset yours, Maz?
So look, again, I have a hard time believing that this was all orchestrated by Brady to take a shot at Robert. I don't think it was. So I think he went with the idea of filming this scene and somehow, some way, and I'm open to suggestions. It ended up being the Orchids, or it ended up being the top happy day spa, which might as well have been the Orchids day spa, Orchids of Asia. And Brady or his people somehow missed something. But for the bottom line is this, for Brady to sit there at his locker and lecture people for making the connection to the Robert Kraft thing is like so disingenuous, it's not even
it's
funny.
It's preposterous.
I mean, it's the first thing everybody did.
What did you think people were going to think?
So that's the part, I look at Brady and go, really? Like, what did you expect? Did you think people were going to see this and not make that connection? And if Brady thought that, then he's clueless. Yeah. I mean, he's really clueless.
He's either a moron or he just didn't care. Like he might have got duped by these producers. Maybe they showed him one thing and they aired something else. Maybe they did film it on a green screen, so maybe that happened. But I refuse to believe that he and his people, the TB12 team, his agents, whoever, didn't say, hey, can we see this before it airs? You can't plead ignorant to that. He had the ability to stop this thing and he didn't. So he chose to let it air, and now he's embarrassed because the team owner, Robert Kraft, is pissed, and rightfully so.
So those are the two fronts to the story. First is his righteous indignation over that you people think that, and you're taking that out of context, which it is. It is taken out of context. It is. Because the show, if you saw it or even if you didn't, the show is about cloning. And the top happy spa has a treatment that gives you a new lease on life, brings out the better version of you, clones you, etc. It has nothing to do on the face of happy endings or an illicit massage. Although, if you've watched the show, I haven't. I've heard Beadle and I've heard Jim Murray talk about it. There are constant entendres made towards an illicit massage,
yes,
in the place, and it's like sort of the running joke with the place that you're not going to get serviced, you're actually going to get cloned, but there's jokes. So it's very much a part of the whole show. And the arc of the whole story is the top happy spa and the entendre, the illusion that it is an illicit massage parlor, but it's not. It's not. It's they're cloning you to bring out a better version of yourself. So if you do make that connection between Brady and an illicit massage and Brady and Kraft, that is taken out of context. But again, what do you expect people to do? When you just see that clip, what do you expect people are going to think? And if you're not just watching that clip, if you're watching the whole show and here comes Brady out of an illicit Asian massage parlor, like, oh, yeah, Like, what? Months after his owner just got arrested for the exact same thing. Of course you're going to make that connection. Of course.
It's the first thing I thought of.
So please, Spell, like, you thought people wouldn't make that connection? Tommy, give me a break. Come on. That's nonsense. And then the whole second piece, which is, was it intentional? And I'm with you. I don't think it was intentional. I don't think it would. I do believe him. It was written 4 years ago. I do believe him that he was approached a year ago. And I do believe that the whole scene had nothing to do with Robert Kraft. However, once you realize that you're coming out of the Top Happy Spa and it has the appearance of you being serviced and your owner is all overwrought and sensitive about the whole thing, and it's been a huge story here and nationally, that you had to have known what was coming there. You knew how that was going to be presented, and you knew the leap people were going to make, and you still let them go ahead with it. And I don't think he was duped. I find that insane for them to say to him that, you know, on this green screen, Tom, you're coming out of the Ritz-Carlton. And then at the very last, make it the Top Happy Spa with the Asian. Now, first of all, the whole episode shows inside the spa with the Asian personnel, right?
Yeah, but maybe they showed him something. I don't know. So, but even if it's so, if it's not that, then so if you do the timeline based on when this thing was supposedly filmed a couple of months ago, this is also when he was probably at his most pissed, when he had his house up for sale, when it first comes out, his house is up for sale. There's the contract squabble. So maybe at the time he's the most angry, and now a few months later, he knows it's about to be released and says, "It ain't gonna be that big of a deal anyway." But for him to even think that, I think, is foolish, because he's been in this market for 20 years now, and the littlest thing becomes the biggest thing. He should know that.
Okay, particularly with regard to the owner. But he knows the owner well.
So did he take a deliberate shot at Robert? Like, I know, and I'm sort of parsing it here. I don't think that was the intent, but I think it was the result, and he kind of knew it. How could he not? For them to lie to him about what's on the green screen behind him, I'm sorry, I don't believe it.
Mike, either way, he looks bad.
I don't believe it.
Either way, he looks bad, because it's one of two things.
And then even if they did, which I don't believe, to Murray's point, you don't get a look at it before it airs?
Well, right. So I think it's a case where...
And they would do him that dirty? Like, that is, you know, talk about blowing up a relationship.
Right.
Putting you in front of a green screen, this is what we're telling you it's going to be, but it's really going to be something else? No, I don't think it works that way. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's brought a lot of attention to the show. I don't know, from their standpoint, maybe it'd be worth it. But either he saw it, or his people saw it and said, yeah, go ahead and do it. It's fine. Or they didn't sufficiently review it.
Yeah.
Which I have a hard time believing.
I don't believe that. I believe they saw it. He knew it was on there, and his thing is, well, we're not talking about a massage. We're talking about cloning. And if anyone reads it otherwise, that's Robert's problem, not mine. And that's, I think that's been Brady's stance about his whole Patriots experience for about a year. You don't want to surround me with weapons? I'm not going to directly call him out, but I'm not going to pump him up either. And if you don't want to pay me my proper contract, I ain't going to say anything about it. As a great man once said, it is what it is, and you can go ask Robert. And I think his whole essence, the whole way he's carried himself with this team in the last year is, that's their deal, not mine. Go ask them. I just work here. Robert got arrested in front of one of these places. Not my problem. We're talking about cloning. We're not talking about a happy ending. But if you read it, that's not my issue. That's his. And that's how he's carried himself this entire time.
But wouldn't you agree that this is different?
I don't even think it's that bad.
But again, it doesn't matter whether you think it's bad. The owner didn't like it.
Yeah, the owner doesn't like a lot of things. He's sensitive.
Okay, but again, but most of the stuff that Brady tweaks the team about are related to football. You know, it's, they don't get me receivers, or they don't pay me, or that's sort of part and parcel to football.
Right. So again,
this was a personal shot.
Oh, but yeah, he didn't walk in trying to take the personal shot.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened there. All I know is that Brady looks like a donkey either way.
Oh, but the indignation. And so this wonderful scene now, Channel 7 again. Thank God for Channel 7. The Patriots have rights agreements with just about every media entity in town in one way, shape, or form. So they got their hooks into all of us. You know, anyone says anything, they call us, and it's decent. You know, it's like, so, and believe me, they wield that power. Except for Channel 7, good old independent Channel 7. It's the old man down in Florida. They're not even affiliated with the network. So they can just do their job. They can just do what we're all supposed to do, which is provoke and agitate and ask the question and get in someone's face. And just, so God bless Dan Housley and Byron Barnett and all these guys, and Marshall Hook and all of them. Love them. Thank God. So this little weasel, Dan Housley, who I say with all the love and respect in my heart, he shows up in front of Brady's locker on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
And attaches himself to like a little chihuahua biting at someone's heel. This is how
I was thinking more like a tick.
This is how Housley starts off the entire media scrum in front of Tom Brady's locker on Saturday.
Some of these guys might want to talk about football, but I want to ask you about this video that's making the rounds on Twitter. Walking out of a massage parlor with a big grin on your face. What were you thinking?
I just love that question. Yeah. Some of the other guys want to talk about football. I'm going to talk about what's on Twitter.
What were you thinking?
Wow.
Seriously, like, you know, I'm sure the question pissed off Brady, too. Like, what do you mean? What was I thinking?
Well, the question definitely pissed off Brady. The whole thing. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Restart it.
Walking out of a massage parlor with a big grin on your face. What were you thinking?
That's not what that was about. I think that was taken out of context, just like you're taking it out of context and trying to make it a story for yourself, which has a negative connotation to it, which I don't appreciate. It was meant to be something different than that. So the fact that it's a distraction or you're bringing it up is not something I want to be talking about.
Okay, so...
So again, like this is the part where Brady starts to lose me. The fact that Housley's bringing it up, well, how's that Housley's fault? Like, Housley his job is to ask about what people saw and what they're talking about. It's out there. Tom, do you understand people are taking it this way? How do you feel about that? Like, so he blames Housley for that?
And I don't appreciate the question? Sorry, my job is not to have you appreciate my questions. That's not my job. You don't, like, again, that's just a tacitly little bit of bullying. But it's fine. You know, Brady, again, got all indignant. Which to me is just like, you got to be kidding me. How did you think people were going to read that scene?
Yeah, so I would like to know really what Brady is pissed off about. If he's pissed off about the fact that the media is asking him about this, really? What did you expect? I think he's pissed about something else. I would like to know what it is. Because again, some people believe he was duped. I'm not sure if I totally buy that. Does he believe someone that works for him screwed up? Does he believe that he was stupid because he didn't make the connection? I don't know, but he's pissed about something and he's taking it out on the media. It's not the media's fault. Everybody thought the same thing when we saw that video.
And even if he was taking a little shot at Robert, I just don't think it's that bad.
Neither do I, but you have to put yourself in the shoes of jab. Robert Kraft. Like, and I think he's hypersensitive about this.
That's his problem.
Which is now Brady's problem. Like, I just think, like, again, it's funny. I do think it's funny that he did it, but I don't know, kind of a bad look considering how he's carried himself and he's been the grumpy Gus, and you take a shot at the owner like this, because even if he didn't mean to, that's how it's perceived.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you're saying, I felt when Robert Kraft got busted at the thing to begin with, I wasn't all that offended by it. Some people were. So fine. And do I think that this is a big deal to me? No. But it probably is to Kraft, and therefore it is for Brady. So, you know, now he's got this mess to clean up. That, you know, shouldn't really exist in his mind through no fault of his own, although I don't know how he could possibly think that people wouldn't connect. That scene of him walking out of there to what happened to Robert Kraft in Florida.
So, again, tell me whatever you want. Give me your feelings on it. Just don't tell, or tell me if you really believe it. But, don't tell me with a straight face that Brady didn't know what was going to be on that green screen or how it was going to be perceived. Don't tell me that. Your thoughts right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's not just me. I mean, the USA Today, which pretty mainstream, says Patriots QB Tom Brady spoofs Robert Kraft with a cameo at massage parlor. So, I mean, it's not just me.
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed to understand what it's actually about. Have you seen it?
I've seen this, and I understand the background of it, and I understand the context. Yes, I have.
I've seen the context. And that's what it was about?
No, I know that it wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't about that, except you want to try to use something and use it as, you know, to take it out of context. Is that what you choose to do in the media?
When did you shoot it? That's what we try to do. If you shot it in the last year, though, wouldn't you know that it might be construed that way?
No, it was shot on a green screen. It was agreed to a year ago. It was written 4 years ago. And I think, again, it's unfortunate that, you know, people would choose to think I would ever do something like that about Mr. Kraft. Or I think that's a very... Just a very bad assessment of my relationship with him. I would never do that.
Again, good for Housley. Yes, it's taken out of context, Tom, yes. But if you shot it in the last year, wouldn't you know it'd be construed that way? And Brady says, no, it was on a green screen. Well, you never asked what was on the green screen? Stop. Stop. You don't think I described the scene to you? Tom, you're walking out of this place, getting into a car, and the whole show is about X, Y, and Z. Again, I keep saying, did they tell you you were on the beach? Well, the green screen was you in the French Alps, and you're yodeling. No. They have to tell you the whole scene. You're recreating the scene, so what's on the green screen? You never asked? They never told you? I mean, come on!
No, again, I don't play. And the other part of it is, I even disagree a little bit, with the whole idea that it was taken out of context. I mean, the whole Orchids of Asia thing is a day spa, the fronting for a, you know, rub and tug. This is a day spa fronting for something else.
Cloning.
Right. I mean, and I know it was cloning. I'm just saying that they're both fake fronts. And, you know, so it's, I think there's a total obvious parallel there to Kraft. Like, for him to dismiss that outright is just, Tom, what are you really mad about? What are you mad about? You mad that it blew up in your face and that you didn't do a better job, like, you know, filtering it or what? What are you really? Because it's not the media's fault. Like, that's the part that I listen to and go, come on, really? Everyone thought the same thing except for you. And it's our fault. So you missed something or you didn't care, one or the other. It has to be one of those two things.
I think it's the second thing.
So I'm not as sure of that as you are.
And then I'm not sure. I'm just, that's my guess. And on Saturday, he cared for whatever reason. Maybe he just wanted to get Housley off his shin.
Or maybe, you know, Robert had heard about it and said, Tom, what is this?
Right. So maybe that's what I tend to believe. Like, his attitude there on Saturday is because, you know, Kraft caught wind of it, saw it, and was like, what are you doing? And he's pissed.
The top happy spa. So we have our sources in the urban community have there could be some reference that there is some.
Well, according to urban.
Now we don't need to.
Yeah, I won't say it, but all you got
to
do.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just there is.
It's an act. The word.
It's an
acronym.
It may have some meaning.
Go to Urban Dictionary.
May have some meaning or don't. But it's not just. It may not just be a random. I'm like, where did they come up with that? Top happy.
These TV people are creative.
But if there's a allusion, maybe there's another allusion there to. Well, anyway, so your thoughts, you've been waiting patiently. Raffi in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Raffi.
Hey, so top is basically short for like top.
We're not going to do that on the air. Go ahead.
All right. So I also have another point that's about Lamar Jackson coming, like playing against the Pats. Are the Pats going to be able to stop him, do you think? Or do you think he's just going to be just as efficient as he was with Seattle?
No shot. What do I think? I think they defend Lamar Jackson is what I think. And it's the reason I don't believe in the Ravens, that runaround quarterback. I mean, I know it sounds simple, but keep him in the pocket, get your safeties back. Don't let him throw those big balls over the top and make him stand in the pocket and complete a series of passes down the field, short to intermediate. I don't think he can do it.
And if there's any team that can do that, it's the Patriots with this defense and how fast some of their linebackers are. Like Jamie Collins, that's one of his best attributes. If they hang on to Michael Bennett, he's got speed, so if any team's going to be able to do it, it's them.
I mean, I think the way you defend him, though, you know, chase
it's
him
just,
around.
Right,
he wins
defense.
That. Yeah,
right.
When he looks up to run, there's six people standing there across the field.
Exactly.
And he says, I can't get through there. I have to throw. That's the way to do it. And the Patriots will be more disciplined than Seattle was. So that part, again, he completed nine passes in the game.
So thank you. Thank you.
He was 9 for 20.
He doesn't scare me.
His rating was 69.4, his passer rating. You know, and that game wasn't nearly as lopsided as the score suggests. I mean, you know, there were a couple of crazy plays at the end that made it turn out the way it did. And, you know, even the first touchdown the Ravens scored was on the worst throw of Russell Wilson's career.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Oh, my God, was it horrendous.
Joe and Stoneham, what do you got for us on the Netflix thing? Joe!
For Joe? Yo, so this is my point. I think Maz is right. So I think if you ever read those scripts, the script probably just simply said, Brady walks out of cloning facility, speaks to Paul Rudd. I think it was as simple as that. When he caught wind of what it actually was, you know, this is a guy that time and time again that has no filter when it comes to what the rest of us think. And I think that's as simple as it is.
Cloning facility. What does a cloning facility look like, Joe?
Well, apparently it looks like the Orchards of Asia.
Cloning facility. All right, so Tom, behind you is going to be a cloning facility. Is that like a space age sort of like biosphere kind of thing? Or is it like a...
No, it's like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Does it look like the Pentagon? Does it look like... Don't you think they're going to tell him? Well, it's just a generic cloning facility, you know, like down there on the corner next to the Dunkin', right?
Tanning beds.
What does a cloning facility look like? What does the... They have to describe the scene to him, don't they?
You would think.
So come on, man. They're not just saying, yeah, some random, like, am I in a white robe? How come I'm wearing a windbreaker and walking to a car? Am I walking across a parking lot? They describe it to him. And they're not going to say, no, you're on the Millennium Falcon. And then come out and it actually appears on TV and it's the top happy spa. Like, would you stop with this?
I wonder if they told him like it was a tanning salon. Yeah, you lay on the bed, except they take a picture.
Okay,
of you.
So I just don't believe they're going to do him that dirty, okay, and change the background on him. But even if they did, and I don't think they did, but I would say even if you do get past that, Brady or his camp don't say, let's take a look at the final cut.
I would think that has to happen.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that part, like you can't plead ignorant on.
Tom in the car. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. Mike, I agree with you 1,000%. Brady's too savvy of a business person. He's too protective of his reputation to ever let something like this go. Now, I'll throw out a couple theories. One, I mean, if I were Brady, I'd be really ticked off with all he's done for the organization. He's in his latter years of the career, and they're really not helping him out on the offensive line with the receivers. They seem to be loading up on the defense. And Brady's, you know, thinking, what the heck is going on? And I'll tell you the other thing he's probably not too happy about. He got thrown under the bus with the Deflategate and the 4-game suspension. And here you got Kraft didn't go and bat for him. He ended up folding for the NFL. And now what's happened to Kraft? Where's his punishment for what he's done? And I think it's all a combination of things. But Brady definitely knew what he was doing.
Had to have known what was going to be on that green screen and had to have known how people would take it, okay? Now, why and how direct of a shot is it? This guy's talking about like it's a real direct shot. He wouldn't get my back onto Deflategate, so I'm coming after him for Orchards of Asia.
Premeditated,
I don't think it worked that way. I do not think it was premeditated. I think he wanted on the show because he wants to be a crossover star like everybody. And the character he was playing fits perfectly with his brand in TB12, Fountain of Life, like he's being cloned. He's so efficient late in his life, and like he's what everyone wants to be. So it just fits perfectly with how he wants to be perceived. So he took the show. He took the show, and he did the part. And at some point, he realized, they all realized, oh, this is kind of an allusion to Kraft. And to the point where the producer of the show said, we thought we were going to lose Brady because it was such an obvious allusion to Kraft. So they all realized it. And Brady, this is my belief, that Brady said, we're not talking about illicit massages. We're talking about cloning. And if someone draws that conclusion, that's not my problem. Let him deal with it. Because that's how he's been carrying himself for the better part of a year with the team.
I mean, that entirely could be.
And now he gets to Saturday, and Housley's nipping at his heels, literally attached his fangs to his calf. And now Brady's agitated. But at the time, that was his mindset.
So this whole thing, though, Brady's a savvy businessman. I asked the caller, like, I jumped on him. So I apologize for that. Is he? He's in business with Alex Guerrero. How savvy can he be, for crying out loud? I mean, that guy's as shady as it gets. So I don't know. Sometimes there are things with Brady that I look at and say, I think we give him a little too much credit sometimes for some of the decision making that Brady makes off the field.
Yeah, right. We think because he's so football smart that he's smart. Or maybe he's just human, you know? Displays bad judgment from time to time or changes his mind from time to time, and that's just at play as well. Like, he is a human being.
I mean, his perfection works against him as a football player.
Right.
Is that where, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I just, the idea, like, he's a savvy businessman with a guy who, you know, was selling concussion water? Like, I don't know. That sounds a little shady to me.
Okay, there was breaking Celtics news today. If you missed it, you'll get it right here in the update, and then we're back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
In the very first episode, Dan, my coworker, talks about ever since he went to this spa, he's just been living his best life every day. And if the idea is that you kind of fire on all cylinders after having this treatment done, who's the example of somebody that might have done this and would be firing on all cylinders? And it was in the script the very first time I read it. As soon as I got to this passage, Tom Brady shows up. I started laughing. Oh my God, that's the perfect person to use. Even when we were talking about, well, Tom Brady won't do this. I mean, like, I highly doubt it. What are the chances we're going to actually get Tom Brady to be in our show? And there are plenty of people that could work, but nobody seemed to check every box like Tom Brady.
So that's Paul Rudd describing why they sought Tom Brady for the scene. So I totally agree that was not the intention of the scene to take a shot at Kraft. It was in the works for a while. No question about it. It was a coincidence. Really, a coincidence. That the scene that Brady was hired to do and did sort of poked fun at Kraft. It was a coincidence. But it did. And Brady still let it run. So that's where I come down on it. He did not, quote unquote, mean to do it, but that was the end result. And he still went ahead and did it and still allowed it to air and ..
Well, and then for him to suggest that, like, the media somehow twisted the meaning of the scene when everybody interpreted that way, to me, is just, come on.
Well, and what's odd is that, I mean, again, it's Housley or us or whatever media and, you know, what do you call it again, Stu? The blame and shame media atmosphere?
The blame and shame media atmosphere.
I'm blame as a shame. The blame and shame media atmosphere. His own producer, the producer of the show, after Kraft was arrested, said, oh, all right, this is not going to happen now. Quote, unquote. Is it Timmy Greenberg?
Yeah, I think it's Tim Greenberg.
Greenberg, the producer of the show. And if he's the director or the creator, forgive me, but Timothy Greenberg, who
I think he's both,
is one of those, maybe the creator and the producer of the show, said in an interview on Friday to Refinery 29, whatever that is, said after the Kraft arrest, he said, quote, we're like, all right, this clearly is not going to happen now, Greenberg said. Yet Brady still went ahead with it. Paul and I were talking football with him for a good hour, Greenberg told Refinery 29 of the shoot, which he said was done in a Boston parking lot. It was really super cool. And again, I'm a Jets fan, blah, 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 blah. But the producer himself said after the arrest, well, we've lost him now.
Yeah, correct.
No shot it happens.
So it was on everyone's mind. So don't tell me that they duped him or told him something else was on the green screen. It was right out there in the open. That, oh yeah, he's not going to do it now because this is the scene and he knows what the scene is.
So the only other thing I would ask, because again, I told you, for Brady to blame the media for this one, we all thought the same thing when we watched it. We all thought the same thing. Is it possible that Brady and his camp looked at it and didn't make that connection?
Because they're dumb? Maybe.
I'm just asking. No, I'm not telling you I believe that. I'm asking.
Well, no, what they said is, well, people can make that leap, but it's about cloning. If you watch the show, the whole thing's about cloning. It's not about rubs and tugs. It's not about that. Even though, again, top happy, there's might be an illusion there, but the whole...
I mean, if they
maybe he's brainwashed himself to the point. Again, he lives his life like no negativity. Everything is positive.
Yes.
He looks at it as like, if that's how people want to look at that, then that's them being negative, because I don't perceive it that way.
Seriously, though, like, wow. Wow, if you can't make that connection, then I don't know what your problem is. I mean, that
he's lost touch with reality if it's something like that.
I mean, that is one that if you, but that's also where,
but they all made the connection. Again, if the producer of the show is saying, after Orchids of Asia, we said, well, we've lost Brady now. It was disgust. It was right on the table. So I just, it's impossible for me to believe that Brady said, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And now you're asking me about it?
So I don't know if I agree that it was on the table in disgust. Because if they sent Brady the scene, or they knew what it was going to be, and then the Kraft thing happened, they said, should we ask Brady about this? And maybe the producer said, we already gave it to him. Don't ask again. If they don't bring it up, we don't bring it up.
Okay, but...
I could see that happening.
They thought they were going to lose him. They thought they were going to lose him after the Kraft arrest.
Oh, they totally did, again. Because they had the common sense to look at the thing and say, oh my gosh, you know, this bears a striking similarity to what happened to Robert Kraft. And the fact that Brady, neither Brady nor his camp did that is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. One way or the other, either they were too dumb to make the connection, or they did make the connection, said, nah, do it anyway. No one will care.
So Housley asked him about whether he's told Kraft or talked to Kraft. This was Saturday, so maybe it's changed since then. But let's just hear number four again, Jimmy, quickly.
Since it came out, have you explained that to him or gotten the word out?
I think everybody knows what our relationship's about. You know, for 20 years, it's nothing but love and respect. Been through a lot of tough things with him. And, you know, I love him dearly. I sympathize with a lot of things that he's gone through in his life. So I empathize with, you know, a lot of people that get taken advantage of and used. And understand that that's just part of what we're living in. And
so was there a point?
It's about.
Was there
anyone else got any questions?
I love that part, too. That's when he turns to Reese. It's like, anyone else? Opposed to this maggot? Get this guy off my back already.
Got any questions?
So when he says, I sympathize with a lot of people who, how did he put it, get manipulated and used?
Oh, please, would you stop with this?
I mean, so this is him talking about himself.
It's like, come on.
Right? Like, I've been used.
Comes with the territory. You're a public person. You're subject to all this stuff. It comes with the territory. It's the cost of being a 100 millionaire. It's just, it's part of it. And I have no sympathy for that. None. Zero. None.
I mean, but I think that's what he means. That's all I'm asking.
Well, it comes with the territory of people taking things out of context and you using a headline for your own personal gain at my expense. Yeah.
Right. So he's been, again, I don't remember if he used the word manipulated, but he feels he's been used.
Well, he feels this is being manipulated against him. Yes.
Yeah.
For
okay.
sure. The blame and shame media. To me, this is a whole different topic for a whole different day and a whole different show. You know, a week. I think the media has taken now a backseat to social media. I think social media has become far more dangerous than the media. The media is sort of straight. We're straightforward snakes in the grass. You know, what we're going to do and what our motivations are. And it's sort of like it's all out in front of you. You know what Housley's doing there. Like, that's just the media. Social media has become the issue. Social media to me is a whole different animal. That is, well, like I said, that's a whole nother show of which Brady is very, very involved in, by the way. But either way, he didn't think that the traditional media would do this to him. Would you come on already? Never mind social media. Like, Murray, when you posted that, what did social media do?
Hey, people were like, what am I watching? Holy crap, what is this? What context is this? Where did you get this from? Because, again, the show dropped that night on Netflix. And I only watched it because I heard about it, and I had a buzz on. I was like, oh, I'll throw this on. And then 10, 15 minutes in, I was like, what the hell? Huh? And I was like, all right, let me see if I get a little bit of Twitter pop here. I'll film this. I sent it to you guys, and I put it up there, and it took off.
Did it ever.
So, I honestly, as for most, social media is the bigger issue than the media. Housley, guys like that, guys like us, dime a dozen. Easy, transparent weasels. We're easy to figure out. Very controllable. It's that other thing that's become a whole a monster unto itself. So more your thoughts on this, more your thoughts on tonight, more your thoughts on the landscape of the AFC. We'll do that right after these words in our long commercial-free segment.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's fourth and a short two. Jackson with first in the backfield. This is going to be a quarterback run. Jackson takes a snap, runs to the right. He's got a seam. He's to the five. He's in. Touchdown, Lamar Jackson. And the Ravens have taken the lead again. That was old school single wing.
That was a straight up Wildcat play.
So Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens walk into Seattle and thump the Seahawks. I still don't take the Ravens seriously. I don't. Nine completions. 9 for 20. I just don't think that's going to beat you.
So again, define seriously as a threat to beat you or to come in here for the AFC title game.
Oh, no, they could be the last team standing. That's true, because other teams are stupid and they may defend them stupidly.
Yeah, that's how I look at them. Like, I don't think that they can win the Super Bowl, because I think, you know, as much as I was impressed by that win yesterday, I now have them in my very fluid top five. That type of play is not sustainable come playoff time. But they could do. They could get to the AFC championship game here, sure.
I mean, they could be the team that you know, other than the Patriots, is the last one standing.
He had more rushing attempts than completions.
He did, yeah.
That's kind of been his calling card.
How does that last?
Yeah.
Does that ever last?
No, rarely.
I mean, it doesn't.
No, never.
It doesn't last. And look, I would give him and them, if Lamar Jackson were the quarterback of the old Ravens with that defense, and you could score in the teens, well, then fine. Run the crap out of the ball, including the quarterback. Run the option for all I care. If you just need to get to 17 points, then fine. Yeah, sure, you can do that. But the Ravens don't have that kind of defense anymore. They played well yesterday. Maybe they're better with Marcus Peters. But, you know, if they just have a good, not great defense, I'm sorry. Eventually you're going to run into a smart team, i.e. the Patriots.
So do they need that kind of defense against the Patriots offense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, they do.
So, again, and I'm just, you know, I'm just sort of facilitating.
No, I understand.
How do you like that one?
I understand.
Like, the Patriots offense isn't as good, right?
Well, I mean, just let me make a prediction. Game's in 2 weeks. Pats at Baltimore. Is it a week from yesterday?
Yes.
No. It's Cleveland first. So it's
Cleveland is this Sunday, and then the bye, then Baltimore.
Right, so we got 3 weeks to go until Baltimore. Okay, so you got Cleveland next week, then you got the bye, then you got Baltimore. So in 3 weeks, you heard it here first. Which I'm sure you haven't heard it here first. You've probably heard this following statement on every Patriots message board and Twitter handle everywhere. Lamar Jackson isn't doing squat against you. Lamar Jackson's not going to get off against you. That's all. I just think that kind of quarterback, they're going to contain him. They're going to contain him running. They're going to, and from what I've seen from him, he's great throwing deep. Like, he's got
he's got a big arm.
Huge arm, and he can hum it and chuck it all over the yard. When he has to complete short little intermediate stuff, I feel like he's all over the place. Throwing sidearm, the ball's low, he's drilling it into the ground, he's throwing high. They're going to treat him. They're going to get the safeties back, and they're going to mush rush him, not let him run, and give him stuff in the intermediate short zone and see if he can complete, you know, 6 of 8 down the field for a touchdown drive. I don't think he can do it.
So he's a lot better than he was a year ago. A year ago, I thought he was completely, totally inept. I mean, like, really, just couldn't even complete the most basic passes. I think he's better. There were a couple, Murray pointed out, too, and there were a couple of balls the tight end should have had. That Andrews, one of them, I think, was a touchdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, he got let down by
that. I mean, so, you know, I don't know how good his pass catchers are either, but the Patriots won't make the same mistakes that the Seahawks made against them yesterday.
I mean, just look at how they're winning these games offensively. It's all him running. Take out week one at Miami, okay, which is obviously an aberration for everybody. He didn't run much that game, and they put up 59 points. Once you get past that, they beat Arizona by 6 points in week two. He ran 16 times for a .120, 7.5 yard average. Then they lost their next two, and his rushing attempts went down. He had 8 and 9 attempts at Kansas City and home Cleveland. They lost both those ball games, and you just know what happened. Say, you know, if you're not running, we're not the so. The next week at Pittsburgh, they win. He runs 14 times, 70 yards. Then Cincinnati, 19 times for a .152.
Yep, that's the record game. Yep.
Yesterday, 14 times for a .116. It's like it's all him running around.
Mike, he's on pace.
Don't let him run.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. I don't think there's any doubt. And the Seahawks, I thought, were undisciplined. They will chase. They'll run around a little bit. The Patriots won't. The Patriots will stay much more disciplined. They'll stay in their areas. They won't create gaps in the field, and so it'll be much harder to do. But I think he's on a pace to obliterate the rushing record by a quarterback.
Whee!
I'm just saying purely for
I'm not doing that to you. I'm just doing that for anyone who wants to pump that up.
But I think the record is something like he's on pace for like 1,300 yards, so a lot of it is on the ground.
I hope you get fantasy points out of that. Time now for the DN Van Lines Move Around the League, where I mentioned high-profile move, trade, demotion, etc. around the league. I'll set up by this. Lamar Jackson or Jacoby Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett.
Probably Brissett.
Brissett for me.
I mean, again, I'd take the whole package into consideration. The coach, the offensive line.
No. Just in a vacuum.
Brissett.
Who would you rather have as the next quarterback of the New England Patriots? Jacoby Brissett or Lamar Jackson?
Brissett.
I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson.
I'm Brissett. Brissett, to me, it looks like you protect him. He'll stand back there, find the open guy, and put it on him.
So that's the one thing that I want to see with Indy, because, boy, does he have time to throw. Watch some of these. He's standing back there 5 or 6 seconds.
I think both of them right now have very little touch, especially on intermediate passes. And Jackson, I still think the wheels matter. So, I mean, again, I don't know how long that'll last, but I will go with Jackson.
Brissett can move, though, too.
I just want to see, does he even run?
Yeah. Who, Brissett?
I mean, he doesn't. I mean,
just, he did here.
So, that's all he did.
So last week in their win against just yesterday against Houston, 5 carries, 6 yards. The week before at Kansas City, 6 carries, 9 yards. The week before, 5 carries, 19 yards. On the season, he's ran 29 times for 72 yards for 2.48 yard average, non-factor on the ground.
Yeah, he can run, though, if you leave open the area.
I feel like when I watch him, and again, they didn't show me enough of it on the red zone yesterday, so I couldn't watch the whole thing. But what I did see and what I've seen of him, he's more than happy if he's protected to go back there and throw the ball and find the open man and not run around like an imbecile.
Because their offense is a passing offense when he drops back. Like, and, you know, to me, that is, you know, when I say he can run, I mean that if he's flushed out of the pocket, he can run.
High-profile move, trade, demotion around the league is Jacoby Brissett to the Indianapolis Colts for Philip Dorsett. Trade that's looking worse by the day. But if you use my mover, DN Van Lines, that's not the story. Making a league move requires research and a little guesswork, something you don't need when you call my mover, DN Van Lines. That's the DN Van Line move around the league. Rank them. Lamar Jackson, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jacoby Brissett.
Garoppolo, Brissett, Jackson.
Jackson, Brissett, precipitous drop, Garoppolo.
Shocker.
Is your computer still jammed over there, Murray?
Oh, I know what the record is. How many picks a game is he throwing? The Italian Osweiler, he's good for a pick a game right now. Should have had a second one yesterday.
Well, so the one yesterday was on 4th and 5, and so they were going to lose the ball anyway, so he just took a chance. It was also a little tough conditions. I thought Garoppolo played well yesterday, given the conditions.
See a ton of the game.
He made a half dozen plays in impossible conditions that were pretty good. He did throw an interception, but I think it was like 4th and 5, 4th and 6, and they went for it, and it was just a desperation. They were going to lose the ball anyway. So
all I know is that
I don't really put that on him.
They are 10-2 combined, Garoppolo and Brissett, and Belichick got Dorsett in a second-round pick.
Doesn't feel like enough, does it?
Because it isn't. That's why. You trade 2 starting quarterbacks in the league, and you get a second-round pick in Philip Dorsett. So again, treat it as one trade. We'll give you Garoppolo and Brissett. You give us a second and Philip Dorsett back. Oh, yeah, that's a good deal. Seriously, that is highway robbery. Like, that's one where the commissioner, if you were trading to one team, that's one where the commissioner would step in and say, would you shut up? I can't possibly allow this. There are fantasy league commissioners that wouldn't allow that trade.
Again, those are the DN Van Lines moves around the league. We got you covered up until 5:30 in the beginning of the pregame show. Your calls right after Murray's 90-second update. There are no commercials, and there was breaking Celtics news today. Here it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.